and Susan's grandfather, Jack, used to go out, and his father was, used to go hunting with the Indians, and he'd go out, and one time he went out all by himself and met them where they were camped, and stayed out with them several days. He'd go hunting with them, just live with them. And he had an aunt who lived over in Kissimmee. Her name was Minnie, who's written a couple of books about the Seminole.
I never have got that.
We had one of the books, and I think it must have been loaned to somebody, and they never got back.
They come in.
I'd like to get a hold of one of them. She made out sort of a vocabulary to their language.
Oh, is this,
the words, the way they spell them, the way they say them, you'd have to figure out some of our vocabulary to make it sound the same.
Used to go out with his father.
A lot of the sketches that I have of my father are pictures of Indians and their, some of the chiefs and their turbans and feathers. So you can tell how they dress and what they look like. They were mostly just like a tunic that came just about to their knees, or maybe a little over the knees with a band around the middle. That's the way the men dressed. I don't believe that he had any pictures of the women. We didn't see too much of the women, the squaw. The men were the ones that used to come in.
Their language.
But another interesting thing, I think, though, Mr. and I went down in Fort Lauderdale one day, walking along the street, and we met this Indian, and they both looked at each other, and kind of stopped and spoke, and the Indian said, "You boy."
And he
remembered him from being a little boy. This was an old Indian. He remembered him, I guess, from the times when he'd been out there hunting with him. But that it had been years. He said it had probably been 20 years since he'd seen that Indian, but he remembered it.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That is.
I think that is interesting.
Were there ever any problems like the Indians coming in and bothering the Indians, or the Indians?
I don't think so. We never heard anything about it. Of course, I suppose they had their troubles, but. They stayed pretty much out back of town and out towards the glades. They couldn't have been too far away because a little 12-13-year-old boy couldn't get too far.
And they both looked at each other.
They had to know they must have been camped back not too far west of town.
So they had to get their
own
settlement.
They were in small tribes, I think. They'd be just like a family group, maybe.
But that
I have some pictures I've taken on some of those camping trips.
Right here.
Do you know, were these all Seminoles?